real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
On this episode of the Palm Beach Current, I talked to Chickadee, who has just relocated from California to Palm Beach. She's a singer, songwriter, and author with an incredible story to tell. So we are so excited to be joined here today by Chickadee, who has now moved from California and relocated to our area here in Palm Beach. Welcome to the show.
Oh my God, thank you. I'm so excited to be here sharing with you and your audience. I'm super happy to be here in Palm Beach now.
So, you know, coming from California to here and then I guess originally Colombia, you have quite a story to tell. So let's jump all over that. But first, for people discovering your music as an artist, who are you? What is your music about? Maybe you could tell the audience a little bit about the type of music that you produce.
Yeah, I am Chickadee with K. And then I play and compose and produce Afro Latin, Electro Latin. Kind of combine a fusion. I fusion a lot of the rhythms because I originally from Colombia. So then I have a very authentic vocals that I always wanted to mix with the new era of music. Then I came to the United States almost 20 years ago. And then I find out that electronic vibe was something that I was really enjoying. My husband and producer, it has a lot of background on music, like Diplo style of music. So we joined forces to create something and to fusion something new. So then that's kind of like our music. It's more electro Latin, and we do spark some. We do put some of the words in English sometimes, and we try to incorporate more English as we go. Without losing the essence of the Latin spice, I guess.
Right. So being born in Colombia and now, you know, you've been here for 20 years, how has that cultural journey shaped who you are as an artist?
Well, it's definitely being born in Colombia and living there and being raised over there as well. has changed. I think that I am the person who I am right now and as driven as I am right now because of all the struggle that I grew up with, because of all the things that had happened in the past. And when I came into the United States, I was still a teenager. So just coming in here and seeing all the opportunities that you just don't see in a third world country. You just don't get opportunities. And then coming here and seeing a whole new sea and of opportunities, of things that you can study for even free and you just need to be available. That was amazing. So I still believe in the American dream. I live my American dream. And I'm very grateful for a country that has given me another chance to be able to do what I love, to continue doing what I love, and to just to be here and to be a creator and to be in a space that I can not just only create music, but also inspire other people to do as well and to treat music like a business. Because I think a lot of people don't talk about music as a business. They talk about music as a hobby, music as a musician from the musician perspective. But there is a big missing piece of the puzzle here, which is the business side of it. How do you as an independent artist can do synchronizations? How to monetize and how to negotiate those synchronizations? How do you do partnerships with brands? And then how do you complement that into now making your music and promoting your shows and trying to open doors everywhere? So it's a lot. It's a lot that I have learned is quite a big journey for me. But I will say the majority of the things that I know now, I have learned here. I learned in California how to become an entrepreneur, how to just do everything on my own. I'm still independent. And as an independent artist, I'll say I'm proud that, and I'm grateful that we live also in the best era that it is for independent music.
Right. Now, take me through some of the, you mentioned music as a business compared to a hobby. When did you know that this could be a business for you?
So my background is on, I used to be a part of a 10-piece band, and we toured US and Canada for 10 years. And so then at the end of that journey, right before COVID, we did some synchronizations. We did two synchronizations. And so then I was like, oh, wow, that is money that comes out of synchronizations. That is a way for artists to put your music in movies and in series and just a commercial streaming. And I'm not talking about like the regular streaming like Spotify and YouTube and all of those. Those are like the minimum amounts of profit that you will get. But synchronization is a big deal. And synchronization is the way I think for artists, independent artists, to be able to fund and to be able to fund a tour, is to be able to fund their whole project, the whole album. So when I got out of that band and I realized that, the music we were doing back then was a lot more underground, and we still got placements on Netflix. So then through that thought process, then COVID happened. We couldn't be together as a band. It was hard. Kind of like I was thinking, okay, well, this is it. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I need to keep doing music because this is what I love to do. And music saved my life. So we'll go back into that story. But then I say, well, I'm going to continue and I'm going to take this time, COVID time, to recreate myself. And that's when Chickadee was born. Excuse me. So I was born in COVID time, and I got together with a producer who is Max Perry. He is one of the greatest producers from the Bay Area. I was lucky to meet him a little before COVID, and we made a song. We made a song by Lala. We end up with four synchronizations just on one song, and that was my first single song. So during COVID, I'll say I'll make the most money ever in my journey as a musician, as a composer, songwriter, because of that song. And so then I say, well, if I can do this with one song, then just let me work on the whole album. So then that helped me to fund the whole album. And then I continue. And out of that album, I got a total of 8 synchronizations.
Wow, that's fantastic. I mean, to go through and have that kind of success. And now with the World Cup coming into play, I know that you have some music going. Tell me a little bit about what's going on with the World Cup.
Well, it's going great. That was it's a collaboration that I did with Telemundo, which is the most important television broadcaster TV channel from the Latin community. So I'm really happy that happened. And that didn't happen by coincidence. Again, I tell people, like, this is not, nothing happens by coincidence. I think the hard work that people can see is what brings more opportunities to you. So I just keep putting things on my Facebook, on my socials. And then all of a sudden, I get a message from a producer and from Telemundo, and then they say, oh, I need to talk to you. I think you are the perfect artist to make a version of Cielito Lindo. Cielito Lindo is a song that is an old, very, very old song. Everybody knows the song. De la Sierra Morena, Cielito lindo vienen bajando. And so I think every person in the world knows the song, but it has been done in an older versions, mariachi, from mariachi to romantic. Nobody has the approach of doing a World Cup song, a hyper electronic, kind of like EDM vibe. And so he's like, I think just show us what you can do, and then we'll present it to the committee. So I say, okay, at the beginning, I say, well, you know, we're not wanting to spend a lot of funds on this. I say, don't worry. I'm going to do what I do, which is me and my husband, we create, we produce, and I'm going to send you a demo. And then if you guys like it, then we're going to produce it now and get it done. And we did. And the first thing, I mean, that was coming from a Mexican person, because the song is, it's almost like kind of Mexican anthem. And, right. And so then for me as a Colombian, a lot of people say, how do you feel as a Colombian to do a Mexican song? And I'm like, well, first of all, I'm grateful, but I also wanted to be very respectful. The person who came to me to offer me this gig was a Mexican person. So for me, that was like, I don't need any more approval. This is the whole committee is the majority are Latin Mexican. And so then I was like, I'm just going to do it. And they love the song. We show it to them, and everybody in the committee loved it. They approve it. So Telemundo 48, which is the Bay Area broadcaster, they took it and they promote the World Cup for 3 months with the song. And then another sister broadcaster, which it was Telemundo 33, also took the project. And they love the song. And so, and it's still going into a different little, like the sister companies. So I'm just happy. And I tell people, how did it happen? By keep doing what I love to do, which is keep working, keep showing up, keep recording, keep putting music out. And then I always say, you never know who is on the other side of the screen. You never know who is watching and who is looking for something. And then, you know, the producer, one thing that said to me that stuck in my head is, I keep seeing you on my feed. I keep seeing you. And on like 4 years, I've been watching you and I've been seeing you grow. And I think it's time for you to get more support. So that happened.
I think what you say about you never know who's on the other side of the screen is so true, right? I mean, especially in this day of social media, anybody can pick up a phone and just start recording and posting it online. And you don't know. I mean, that no one's ever had that type of visibility in the history of mankind to be able to do that. And let me also just say, anytime you want to answer in a song like that again, you feel free. You have a beautiful voice. You're incredibly talented. And, you know, that was amazing. So feel free to do that. Let's talk about the songwriting part a little bit. I'm always fascinated with musicians, what their creative process is. And when you look at that, you know, when you write a song, do you think of the melody first? How do you draw your inspiration to put lyrics together?
Okay, well, I'll tell you that it's different ways that a song comes to you. And when I say comes to you, because sometimes comes in an amazing ways. So one time I couldn't go to a women's march, and I was thinking, what can I do? What can I do? I went to bed. I dreamed with this song. And the song came into my dream with the lyrics and the melodies. And I woke up and I have a habit, because I dream with songs. So I have a habit. I have my phone that I can record exactly what the melody and the lyrics. And I also have a notepad that I keep, because I don't know when sometimes the songs comes. So this is one way, is I don't know I don't know, but I believe that artists are able to channel. And I, at a probably at an early age, I discovered that those songs that I was dreaming about, they were not too crazy after all. So then I started like, okay, now paying attention and now getting the tools, the phone, record it so I didn't forget right away. And that's one way. Another way is we sit at the studio, we set up the studio time, and sometimes it's me who start the melodies. Sometimes I just listen to the beat or just a guitar loop or a synth loop, usually a guitar. I do play guitar a little bit. So the guitar, I think for me, it became easy. I think it's the practice of so many years writing songs that just one loop and I'll make a song in 5 minutes. And sometimes I think about the topic of the song, and most of my songs are very personal. So then it's even easier to come up with the words. Usually the words and the melody comes together. I don't try to write something and then think of a melody, because I think it's a harder process. For me, it's easier to just bring a melody and the lyrics together.
Right. You mentioned that your songs are personal. Take me through a song of yours that is very personal, and what does that mean to you?
Well, all of my songs. Oh, let's see which one. Let's say Let Me Go. I have a song that's called Let Me Go. And it was because I was going through a hard time letting go to a relationship. One of those moments when you're being selfish and you're thinking, but I love this person and I don't want to let go. And he don't want to let me go. But also we knew that we were not meant to be together. So it's kind of like knowing, but still fighting the destiny. Then I was like, I need to write a song that helped me free. Let me be free from all these feelings. And actually, after I wrote the song, and that was like a therapy for me. So also that's the majority of the songs for me are therapy. It can be a therapy of joy, because I need an uplifted song, like Hook It Up, when it was, when the majority of the people are partying on a Friday night and I'm in the studio working. So, you know, that's my party pretty much. It's like making a party song and jamming in the studio. So moments like that, songs like Bailala also that are kind of remind me of those moments in Colombia, in the beach. Colombia doesn't have, I don't know anymore right now, but it used to be like no regulations on the beach. So you could create a fire, near the water and people surround the fire and starting dancing. And it was like, you know, Colombia is a party town. So like those feelings and those moments of my preteen years, kind of bringing those feelings back into a song is fun. It's fun because, it kind of doesn't make you age in a way. Right. You still can remember, and you still can, you know, now transport those feelings and put it out for other people to enjoy the music.
In terms of your fans, right? I mean, you have quite a following on social media. You've got tens of thousands of people on there. Have you had an interaction that's made you say, wow, like, I'm so honored to do this? It's amazing that these people follow my music. Like, have you had that kind of interaction with the fan that really touched you personally?
Yes, many times. I think the reason why I keep doing music is because in a concert or on social media, I get someone who has sent to me, I was going through a hard time and you helped me through your music. Or I was feeling like I wasn't myself and I found refuge. I found that your songs talk about being true to yourself and believing in yourself. So uplifting people and getting that feedback of like, oh my God, someone really is benefiting from the music and from the message, because yeah, it's not just the music, but the message is, for me, it's the most important thing, is that other people can relate to my own feelings and they can also feel the relief through music the same way that I feel when I make a song. And so the majority of my audience, it's a good question, because the majority of my audience is, I find out that it's people like me who are introverted in a way that they feel that they cannot be themselves, but then they bring that part of them out through music and then they can be themselves. I don't know
I think that makes a lot of sense, right? I mean, I think in the conversations I have with people, you know, people that, it always amazes me the amount of extroverted people that really are introverted in their own time, and the amount of introverted people that can be very extroverted at times when you least expect it. So, you know, people are all designed different ways, but I think it makes perfect sense, you know, that people go about their life in that way and come across that way. You know, I'm going to be a little greedy here. You know, what is your favorite song that you've written? And maybe you could sing it a little bit for us just to tease, not the whole thing. But I would love to know what, if you are out at a concert or you're just singing to yourself, what is the song in your catalog that you gravitate towards right away?
Mm-hmm. A song. Like I say, let me go. It's probably a song that really helped me. And it goes, no sé qué tú tienes, pero cuando estoy contigo, me sobran las ganas, te quiero sentir. Let me go, oh, oh, oh. Let me go, oh, oh, oh. Let me go, oh, oh, oh. Déjame ir de aquí. That song meant a lot, meant a lot to me. And like I say, I love all my songs, but that song is a song that I think everybody can relate to, can feel the relief of just saying, let me go, you know, whatever that purpose is and whatever you're stuck on, because it's not just relationships. If you're stuck on something that you really don't want and you say it out loud, let me go, and you just not just keep feeding into whatever it is that you don't want to be in, then I think if it helps me to get out of that situation, and it helps other people to get out and to shine on their own and to be able to shine after they kind of get out of those situations, then that's why it's my favorite song, because it's a song of relief.
Beautifully said. And yeah, thank you for doing that. You know, I'm curious too. I think this is always an interesting question to ask people. If you could go back to the younger version of you and give yourself advice, what would it be?
My advice will be don't suffer too much about the things that happened to you, because all those things are the things that build the woman that I am now.
Beautiful. I like that. Very good. All right. On every episode, we do a little bit of a local rapid fire questions, and I try to tailor them to the guests that I have. You being new to the area, which welcome, you know, I think it's great to get a new perspective. And we were talking about this a little bit before the episode, but one question that always is popular on the show, and maybe you can answer this however you'd like, what has been your favorite restaurant that you've experienced so far living in the area here? It could have a Colombian tilt, which I think would be interesting, because I don't think we've had any Colombian food mentioned, but the floor is yours. What restaurant to you that since you've been here, do you really like?
Oh, okay. There is one that I really like, and it's not Colombian. I'm still exploring Colombian. I cook. So it's for Colombian food, I'm very picky. Because I cook and I want to show my husband like the Colombian dishes. But the one restaurant that it has been a really good experience is It's called Guanabana.
Yeah, Guanabanas. Yes.
Guanabanas. Yeah.
Yeah. All of those restaurants in that area are, that's a great area up in Love Street. But yeah, what did you like about it?
Well, I love the fact that, I mean, because it's all new to me, but I love the fact that you can come in with your boat. And so you can just, you know, from the water to the restaurant. That's completely new to me. So it was a great experience. And they have like they have live music. They have the outdoor scene is beautiful, and the food is amazing.
All right, that's great. Other questions? Have you been any places here that you enjoyed the music scene? Where have you been to hear any kind of live music? I mean, you just mentioned Guanabanas, but any other places that you've been to that has music that you've really liked?
Not yet.
Okay.
No, but I'm looking forward.
On that same topic, and we'll move away from Palm Beach a little bit here. Who is one artist that you would love to collaborate with? Who's the one person out there or one group out there that you would love to do a song with?
Ooh, a few, but Diplo is on my, it's on my dreams. Diplo is on my dreams for a collab. I'm a dreamer, as you can tell.
Right. What are you listening to right now? What type of music do you enjoy other than your own, obviously?
I enjoy a lot of electronic. I enjoy some pop, a lot of pop, Dua Lipa. I do like it. I also like alternative acts, alternative music. But I usually go into like my Spotify on my free time, which is very, very limited. But I usually let Spotify kind of show me new artists, new music. I love the new music from Fridays, which you can discover a lot of artists. And I love all kind of music. I can't really say this is my favorite because I think as a musician, I have appreciation for any kind of art, any kind of music. I know how hard it is in how many hours it takes to make a song and all that effort and all that time and energy that we all spend in a studio, it gets compressed into a song. So for me, I just value all kinds of music that is commercially released because I know how hard it is. and so it's when somebody is putting music out, it's definitely someone who is definitely in love with what they do. Like I say, it takes a lot of time, energy, and effort and money to do it. So when you keep on doing it and you have these long independent artists that keep doing what they're doing, it's amazing. It's almost like, you know, you're battling with against the current. But when you love it, you love it and you just do it. And then, you know, I find out later, but, you know, it all comes back though. I enjoy kind of music.
As we wrap up here, what is next for Chickadee? I mean, what are some of the projects you have upcoming and how can people follow you and listen to your music?
Yeah, people can follow me in all the music platforms, from whatever you listen music in, Amazon or Spotify or YouTube is free. So I always tell people, go check out the videos. We're growing. We're growing with the videos. We now are lucky to say that we have a few millions in music streams with the music videos. And there is a lot more things happening. I'm super excited. We're doing another collaboration with McDonald's. So that's coming up. And we have a synchronization that's coming. It's a song from my first album. And it's going to be actually in a few days they're releasing Hulu and Disney partnered up together to do this series called Million Dollar Nannies. And then they pick one of my songs for the party scene. So I'm super happy. I can't wait to see the series. It's going to be airing on June 18th is the release of the first episode. And I'm super happy. So that's coming up. And then McDonald's commercial is coming out. We're partnering up with them with a song as well, a summer song, a summer drink. So I'm super happy with that. And then a book. So a book is coming out because I was still using writing, and I use writing for my own healing purpose. My childhood and my all the time that I grew up in Colombia was very, very difficult. I come from a very hostile place in Colombia, and I love Colombia. It's amazing. It's beautiful. But there is stories that people don't know here. There is, there is those stories of like Pablo Escobar that people in America just they kind of made it as this fantasy and this amazing action, you know, serious. And they want to make it seem so cool. And the reality is that it's like, no, it's not cool. And it's worse than what they show. And I live that. I live the era. I've lived that era of violence and got to lose a lot of members in my family. My father is one of them. So then it's kind of like a hard reality that I had a hard time to face throughout the years. And then for years, I chose to forget and to just keep on moving and to mentally not being attached to any of that until I start writing. And I realized I need to write, I need to heal, and I need to tell that 12-year-old now that I'm okay, I'm in a safe place, and that everything that happened for a reason. And the reason is that I'm here, and now I'm able to tell the story. And now I'm able to tell others that it's possible to dream and to get out of the matrix and to keep working hard and you know, become something. So the book is coming out, and I'm so happy that it really helped me heal. And I hope that other people that also go through hard times just take the stories and take all the motivational parts of it for their own self. And, you know, and for me, writing the book, I didn't want to be, everybody usually tell me, you have a story, you have such a story as an artist. That's very important. But for me, I was like, I don't want to tell the story, and I don't want to be a victim, because I'm not a victim anymore. Those things happened to me, but I am the person who I am because of that. So I'm not a victim. I'm a survivor. And I think that the way can really, really, it really does portray my story in the way that I wanted it, which is uplifting, becoming, being fearless in life in general, and especially for women in the music industry and in general, and for women is, I always tell people, you never know who you're going to become after the struggle. And usually we become the best version of ourselves after the struggle.
No, very well said. And what an inspiration. I mean, I didn't realize how many things you do. You're an author, you're an artist, you know, you've got a comeback story. It sounds like they can make a movie out of your whole life. So maybe you do the book and then the movie. We'll see. How do we purchase the people listening to the show? How do they purchase the book when it comes out?
The book is going to be on Amazon, and then we're working out to try to put it on a few libraries. But it's going to be available on Amazon. We're still looking for the launching day. We're wrapping it up because the new album, which I'm going to drop the album in September, October. The whole album is going to have The book has 12 chapters. Every chapter is a song. So then we're going to have in September, October, we're going to have the 12 songs about the 12 chapters. And then we have a book. So it's all going to be music platforms. The book is going to be on a Spotify also for audio, like an audio book, and on Amazon for the readers.
So. Will you do the audio? Are you going to be the speaker for it?
I'm trying to get better at my English, but I think I can do it.
Yeah, I mean, you'd probably have to do English and Spanish, but
yes, the book comes out.
That would be good for you. Yes.
Yeah, the book comes out in English, and then of course it comes out in Spanish, and then I have an English version as well. So.
And what will the name of the book be?
The name of the book is "I Am the Phoenix." I am the Phoenix, and then the subtitle goes from Medellin, the urban girl from Medellin to the World Cup. So it talks about my whole journey.
Well, we'll make sure we publicize the book when it comes out. So please keep in touch with that, so people that are inspired by your episode can get out and support you with the book and the music. But Chickadee, it was a pleasure to have you on, and you know, it sounds like you've teased out a second episode to talk about the book when it comes out and more of the story of your life. But really appreciate you taking the time to come on the show today.
Oh, thank you so much for opening the doors. This is, for me, a great opportunity. I'm super grateful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And yes, we can do another episode and talk about the book and go through a few things in there.
All right. Thanks again. Everybody, please check out Chickadee music, books. She really is a complete package. And go enjoy all of her work. Thanks again.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.